It's Peter Yarrow's birthday, and here's Kevin Shortsleeve with the story of the singer-songwriter's most famous creation, Puff the Magic Dragon.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
You could say that no definitive collection of children's songs would be complete without including Puff the Magic Dragon. This lullaby of children's innocence lost has remained popular since Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded it nearly 40 years ago. The song was co-written by one of the band members, Peter Yarrow, but the story of Puff starts long before the heyday of the coffee house folk scene of Greenwich Village. In 1936, Ogden Nash published a children's picture book called Custard the Dragon, about a Relio Trulio dragon. In 1959, a classmate of Yarrow's at Cornell, Lenny Lipton, found a copy of Custard while browsing at the library. Reading the book, Lipton found himself lamenting the loss of the simpler times of childhood. Later that evening, Lipton went to visit a friend, but finding the house empty, he let himself in and sat down to wait by a typewriter. Pretty soon he had typed up a first draft of Puff. Lipton left the poem in the typewriter, where it was later found by the owner of the typewriter, Peter Yarrow. Yarrow was inspired by the poem and decided to set the piece to music. While doing so, he changed around a few lines and added parts that would emphasize the theme of lost innocence, like the lines, "Dragons live forever, but not so little boys." In 1961, when the group Peter, Paul, and Mary was formed, Yarrow introduced the song, and it became a staple in the band's repertoire. Released on their second album in March of 63, Puff the Magic Dragon was an unlikely and hugely successful hit single. It reached number 2 in the Billboard charts. Unfortunately for the legend of Puff, a nasty rumor was started by a major news magazine that Puff the Magic Dragon was really about marijuana. Lipton and Yarrow were surprised and angered by the accusation and vehemently denied it was true. But they could only watch in dismay as the rumor spread across the nation. Subsequently, Puff was banned on some radio stations, and today, nearly 40 years later, the urban legend persists. It has been said that the 1960s was a time when America lost its innocence. For an adult today, remembering those times and his or her lost childhood, Puff the Magic Dragon works on several levels. So it is conjured up again and again, passed from one generation to the next, a reminder of simpler times, of dragons, strings, sealing wax, and other fancy stuff.
A dragon lives forever, but not so little more.